Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi there, this is Stars Cast, your host as usual, and I have with me tonight Stars Mai and Stars James, and of course we're going to do Manifestation and Personal Gratitude Part 2. We had Part 1 last week, and it went very well, and it just seems like there was so much to talk to. Stars Mai, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, well, you can go ahead and take it because I've got calls coming, and I will be listening, and Stars James, you've got him there, and the two of you can just talk away and tell us how to manifest and use that, take gratitude and do something with it and be really grateful for all the things that we have.
Okay. Well, welcome, listeners, and this is Stars Maya, and I had some very odd circumstances, so I wasn't able to join in the panel discussion last week. So I'm going to do a little bit of catching up in the beginning, but I want to wish everyone that celebrates a happy Thanksgiving Eve, and may you all be blessed tomorrow and in the coming year. So as Stars Morning, our Stars Caitlin Claire and Stars James discussed the topic of manifestation and personal gratitude, I'm able, just as any listeners or anyone that misses the show can go and listen, I was able to listen to their discussion, and pretty much everything they said resonated with me. I'm sure that I have a few things that I see differently, but a couple things that I'm going to go ahead, again, this is Stars Maya, and point out, I noticed that the movie and book The Secret was brought out. And of course, I've read the book and I've seen the movie. And I think the foundation or the core belief of that is good and can be put to use in our daily lives. However, I agreed with them when they spoke about it being materialistic or perhaps not specifically that book. But where I feel humans go wrong when we're talking about manifestation and personal gratitude, I really don't feel that if our focus is on, well, I'm going to manifest a new Ferrari or I'm going to manifest winning the lottery, I'm not going to say that it's not possible for that to happen, but you're putting yourself out of the light because you're putting something materialistic before love, joy, peace, balance, and happiness. And so when I'm guiding my clients and I'm guiding them with manifestation and gratitude, I prefer to route them in a direction to pray or whatever your beliefs are. As everyone who's listed knows, my personal belief system is God, but it doesn't matter. That's, again, one thing I love about spirituality is we come from all different walks of life, and there's no right or wrong way. So whatever you resonate with as far as manifesting, one thing that I feel humans overlook quite a bit is manifesting a sense of themselves, like confidence, or I like to say a universal state of grace, where we are accepting of situations. Just to give you an example, I had a client years ago, and she was trying to work this process of manifesting in gratitude, but she continually prayed for a specific event to occur. And universe, creator, God, goddess, Mother Earth, again, whatever your belief system is, It's in my opinion, again, this is my opinion, and I'd like to share that my teachings are from my guides. Now, I've done a lot of reading. I've done online classes. I've got some traditional education. But the majority of what I teach my clients is what has been taught to me by my guides. So again, that doesn't make it right or wrong. That just gives you an idea or direction of where I come from. So what I tried to work with her is that when we try to manifest something so specific, it was a very specific situation, it was a very specific person that she wanted, and she wanted it to go a very specific way. Well, my feeling on that is God, creator, goddess, again, whatever term we want to put in there, they're not going to, or let's hope they're not going to grant us something that does not serve our highest good. So that's the first thing that I wanted to say, that when we're manifesting, we need to manifest our needs. And I feel the most important thing we need to manifest is our energy, that we are protected, that we are safe, that we are able to see and feel joy in the small things in life. Money and, you know, if you're in need of a job or you're in need of money, of course, that's a need that can be manifested. I'm not trying to say that it's wrong, but to focus on that only, if we change and we manifest or we ask for the manifestation and creation or co-creation is how I see it, of a better sense of energy, balance, harmony, joy, love, all those things will bring us to a place where our relationships will be better, we'll be in a better position to make job changes if that is an obstacle and that is what's holding us back. And so that in itself will work. Again, we look at the circle or the butterfly effect will affect us all. So the other thing that I'm going to touch on, and that I am talking a little bit this evening only because I was not able to on the last show, on gratitude. I definitely feel that a lot of the last two generations have been more of an entitlement type of, that's their mindset. And gratitude gets overlooked so much. Gratitude is extremely important, and there are times that I feel showing gratitude actually can manifest something. So again, I'll give you an example. Let's say that someone is trying very hard to become pregnant, which that's something that is very common. Of course, that's females, but what I say to that person, if they were to come to me for guidance, you know, obviously I can't give them help guidance. You know, they need to see a doctor to know if there's problems. But let's say there's no problems. There doesn't seem to be any obstacles. What I would suggest to them is that, because if you look at it spiritually, if we're meant to have a child, that child is already a part of our spiritual destiny, karma, path, journey, soul contract. There's a lot of different terminology that we can use with that. So what I say is, act as though you have already received that which you desire. So I would even suggest that they start buying pregnancy clothes, not you know, go on a major shopping spree, but act as if, pat your tummy and say, oh, you know, baby, I love you. I can't wait for you to be born. And give gratitude, again, to whatever your religious or your spiritual beliefs are. It's irrelevant what we believe, you know, who we believe or who we look to, but it is very important that we look to something and we recognize that there's something larger or that there's a light within ourselves that interconnects the world. So gratitude to me is absolutely priceless, and it must be a part of, we must give gratitude for things that we have, and we must always see the cup half full, not half empty. And then in order to have all that we manifest fulfilled, I feel that we need to actually show gratitude. So if we're looking for a new job, we're going to be in our prayer ritual, right? Again, meditation, whatever. For example, myself, I would pray and I would be thanking the Lord. Thank you for the new job. I put complete faith in you and I know the right job is coming and I leave it in your hands. And so I would be smiling and be happy and be filled with joy, and I may ask for that as well or manifest that feeling. so that the energy that I'm giving off, imagine the difference of that energy walking into an interview versus the desperate, fearful, you know, oh gosh, am I going to get this job? Is it going to happen? I have to get a job. So that's where I stand in the very beginning, and now I'm going to turn it over. And I really enjoyed listening to Stars, Caitlin and Stars James. I thought they had some just amazing points, and I really loved it. In fact, I listened to it actually twice. So go ahead, Stars James, and take it from there.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I know I just I certainly appreciated everything that you just said, and especially the part where you do have to make a space for your manifestation. I think, you know, those steps of faith, if somebody wants to manifest money or, you know, wants to come into increase and like, well, you know, save up $100, carry that $100 bill around. Don't spend it. Just have it with you. You know, especially if they go through money very quickly, I think that is a very important part of the manifestation process, making space for the manifestation to come in. That's just a part of faith. And you mentioned gratitude, and I think that, you know, especially on Thanksgiving, I mean, I think it's kind of silly that we have a single day where we can be grateful and the rest of the time we can just complain about everything that's going on, because we have things to be grateful for. Even in the worst of circumstances, there's usually something we can be grateful for, and that is all about inner alignment. Inner alignment to, you know, what's already around us, so that we can be responsible for more. I'm from the Christian tradition. I consider myself a Christian. So there's one verse where that Jesus was talking about the servants, and the servant that was foolish and kind of just took what he was given and buried it, had that taken away. But then the servant that went out and invested it and got more and more from it, that servant was given even more. And that's kind of the way that the world works, is when you're responsible for what you already have, you can gain more, you can have more. And I think that the first key to that really is gratitude. You have to be able to align with what you already have to be able to receive more. And I think one of the things that people get really stuck in when it comes to this whole manifestation process is they believe that they have to that it's a full day process, that they have to constantly think that they're going to get, you know, this particular event's going to happen or this particular thing's going to happen, and they spend all of this time on this one, you know, this one thing that they really want, you know, whether it's car, house, money, whatever it is. And they don't really take time to align themselves with the present moment, and that's not manifestation at all. It's the opposite. It's fantasy. It's not living a conscious life. It's entering into, you know, complete fantasy, which is actually the complete opposite of the way that the whole manifestation process works. Then there was one other thing, and I kind of wanted to touch a little bit, because I know we touched a lot on prosperity last week, and I kind of wanted to touch on the relationship thing, and I think you already did. The biggest thing that I see people do is they'll have one person, and this happens a lot, especially in the psychic community, they'll have one person that they have their eyes set on. And they really just want this one person. And so every time they have a psychic reading, it's always about this one person, the compatibility, where's their relationships going, what's going to happen, all of this stuff. And they focus a lot of energy on this one person that is separate from them, that is not a part of their everyday experience. And I think that people lose – I mean, I think that a lot of times what I found with clients is when they have this, they'll go from psychic to psychic or spiritual teacher to spiritual teacher, trying to create this one circumstance to manifest. And what they've done is they've actually aligned themselves with the separation, because all that they're doing is focusing on the person, and the person represents separation, especially with exes. That happens a lot with ex-lovers. Are we ever going to get back together? If somebody says yes, oh my goodness, it's done for there. Because what happens is they align themselves with that one person, and that representation of that one person is actually the opposite of coming back together. It's actually the opposite of union, because what they represent in that situation is actually separation at the moment. And so it's more important for them to take a step back, generalize their manifestation. And my suggestion to everyone always is the manifestation process is not something that's supposed to be something that you do all day long. all day long you be grateful for what you already have, and then maybe spend 5 or 10 minutes on your what you really want to manifest, what you want to bring forward with faith. Spend 5 or 10 minutes on what you don't have, and the rest of your life, live a life of gratitude. Find those things. Find things of beauty, you know. Go outside, look around, and see things that you can appreciate. Just find things to be grateful for so that you know what gratitude feels like, so that you can use you can take that gratitude that you already have. You can use it for the 5 or 10 minutes. You're going to have a lot more success in your manifestation process if you have a very targeted and very, you know, like 5 or 10 minutes is enough. Most people can only do 5 to 8. What I found with working in life coaching is people normally can't focus long enough on one particular thing with a positive attitude, especially if it's something they don't already have, for more than 8 minutes. It's just not really possible. So I always tell my clients 5 to 8 minutes a day, and then the rest of the time you focus on developing gratitude, and not just for Thanksgiving, but every day of the year. I think that it would be much more conducive to the health of our country to have one day where we get to complain and we just are grateful for the rest of the year. That's my perspective. So, Stars Maya, do you have anything? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree. I agree that it does seem ridiculous and a little bit sad that we have to take one day. Again, this is Stars Maya, that we have to take one day and show gratitude and come together with our family when we have an opportunity, endless, really infinite opportunities daily to show gratitude. And I believe that's true even in the most troubled times. And, you know, I tell my clients, I said, believe me, I don't live in a mansion on the hill, you know, like you see some of these reality shows, and I just have to laugh, and I think, wow, that house is like 500 times bigger than mine. I'm just a normal person, so it's not like I'm one of these that, you know, I live this iconic life, and then I'm you know, condescending or talking down because it's easy for me. I have everything, you know. So, I feel gratitude. I feel with gratitude, it has to become, we have to be so accustomed to showing it and feeling it that it just becomes a natural part of our person, our being, and our spirit, that we no longer even have to stop and say, okay, I need to show my gratitude. Now, what am I grateful for? We can be grateful for just being alive. We can be, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I wanted to also respond to your statement, which is exactly what I was referring to, is when we get caught up and we're so focused and so obsessed, really, and attached to one person, like you said, Stars James, a lot of times it's an ex. And that's not to say that, you know, miracles and changes can't happen, because they do. But generally speaking, if there wasn't harmony or there was no real connection by connection, you know, being together in the first place, then there's, unless something really changes, what you're doing is you're manifesting, and what you said, I agree, you're separating yourself from the light. What the light is. And instead, I would encourage that client, okay, what you want, this person is your poster child. They're your poster male or your poster female, whatever, because they instilled or incited, or you responded to their soul. In some way, there was a soul connection. And we don't always know why. It can be a myriad of reasons why. But instead, try to look at what your needs are, and I always believe the relationship must come before the person, because I feel humans get off track when they attribute their sadness or their happiness to a particular person. You know, they idolize or they loathe, when in reality, it's the relationship itself that brings the joy, the intimacy, the closeness, or the dysfunction, the chaos, so on and so forth. So, yes, I definitely agree. So I would guide that client. Instead, I would say, okay, so if you have important things, you want trust, you want loyalty, you want intimacy, you want a life partner, you want someone that is willing and open, allow the universe, God, creator, again, same thing, allow that to provide for you and manifest for your highest good. So instead of manifesting, you know, it kind of goes sometimes back to these spells that, you know, people try to sell that they can overcome someone's free will. You have someone out here that's married and got 5 kids and hasn't seen the person in 10 years, but for $10,000, they're going to make this person appear on your doorstep. Sorry, folks, it doesn't work like that. So I definitely believe that if we, again, I guess I'm more into the idea that if we manifest more on ourselves, like you talked about the $100 bill, I see prosperity, I think, probably a little bit different. So, but I don't want to jump around here. So in conclusion, if you're looking for love or you're looking for a healthy, satisfying relationship where there's equality, where you're being pursued, where most of the time, if we don't see a client for a long time, guess what? It's because they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, manifest instead that you receive what is for your highest good and your highest path, and don't get stuck on it's got to be this person. And believe me, universe does not send to us, nor does universe, God, goddess, none of that of the light. Spiritually speaking, we're never as humans expected to be robotic so that we can just be with anyone. So a lot of people right away, well, I just can't be with anybody. No, absolutely not. If that were the case, I mean, we would just, you know, take matches and, okay, I got the short one. I'm with Fred. You're with Joe. Julie and Jill are together. I mean, it would work like that. So there's always going to be, whenever you're entering into a long-term or life partner relationship, if you're manifesting it correctly, there's always going to be a deep connection. And the connection will be better because you will be receiving what you're giving. So definitely I feel that way. Now, prosperity I see a little bit differently. I feel that prosperity, again, goes back to our state of mind and our state of being. So if we want or need more money, money does give us more options, more choices, then we need to perhaps look at manifesting what can I do better so that I am more prosperous. Do I need to work harder? Do I need, like you said, take the $100 bill, keep it with you, and keep it as a reminder. I can save this $100 bill to build up a savings so that I'm manifesting money, or I can spend it uselessly. So I agree we can manifest prosperity and abundance, but I'm, you know, if I'm being really honest, I'm not sure that we can just sit back and manifest, you know, decide that, okay, I'm going to manifest this big, huge, beautiful house, which that actually is in The Secret. For all those that have read or seen the movie, this guy, he does his little pegboard. He happens to have a picture of what is his dream house, and it ends up, he actually years later gets that house. Now, I think that's an amazing story, and I'm not here to disclaim that it didn't happen, but again, I feel like if we go back to the state of being and to our energy, and so important, if we continue to show gratitude for everything, the more gratitude that we show, the more that we are given, the more that is given to us. I mean, it's just like if you look in your life at people, the people that are appreciative, whether it's your time, your assistance, some people you give them a bag of clothes that don't fit, and you would think that you just took them on a shopping spree downtown to Beverly Hills or whatever, Rodeo Drive. those people that are so gratitude have show so much gratitude, think of how it makes you feel. So if you can put yourself in that state of being, then things will come to you just because that's how life works. So that's how I see prosperity. And I don't really feel that it should be our main focus, but again, that's just me personally. I feel that prosperity is something that kind of tags along with all the other things that come first that are more important. So on to you, Stars James. What do you have to say about what I've just shared?
No, I agree 100% with what you're saying. For me, prosperity, like when I hear the word prosperity, I don't think money. I think that a lot of people automatically just go to money. And for me, I know a lot of people. I mean, I have a lot of people in my family who are multimillionaires who are miserable, and they're not living a prosperous life. You know, they have horrible relationships. They're getting divorces and, are on third and fourth wives. One of my uncles on, third wife, and actually he just passed away, so not anymore. But, he did not live a happy life. And he had everything at his fingertips, anything that he really wanted except for true abundance, true happiness, because he never could get a handle on prosperity and what that really means. Focused a lot on money and was really good at making money. So I don't really think prosperity is – money doesn't equal prosperity. It doesn't equal a prosperous life. I think that one of the things I wanted to share too, just because I think it's really, really important, is that a lot of times people will – focus. There's one thing that I see people are focusing on a lot now, and that's that 1%, that 1% of the United States, if you've never heard of it, 1% of the United States that holds 40% of all the wealth in the United States, and people just get really, really irritated by this, and I think that there's almost this negative connotation with money. And, and I talk to people all the time, and I'm like, just don't shop, don't buy their stuff. Quit, get a local bank if it's the bankers that you don't like. Get, don't shop at those huge super centers. And then people who are telling me that they're so resistant to that, those people shouldn't be making that much money. They won't withdraw their money from their products. And I'm like, well, you can't really complain about it because you're the one you're allowing this to happen. And I personally don't shop. I don't shop at the big super centers. I have everything that I need. I probably contribute to that 1% to some degree just because it is kind of an all-encompassing thing in the United States. But, I am growing a good relationship with money, and it's a constant growth. And then I think that too leads us into another perspective in terms of manifestation is you have to understand that there is abundance around us. If you're coming from a place of lack, where you can't align with the reality that there is abundance everywhere, that we live on a very large planet, and there is a lot to go around. There's so much food on this planet that everyone could be fed. The reason why everyone isn't fed isn't because of a lack of food. It's because of a lack of interconnectedness with humanity. I believe a lot of it has to do with consumerism and probably does have to do with that 1%. But you know what? That's not my focus. My focus is, okay, well, then who can I feed? Where can I focus my energy or refocus my energy? So I think that, I believe that prosperity is important. I think that everyone should have it in their life, including monetary prosperity, because as you were saying, it does open up a lot of doors. It lets you do a lot of things you are not able to do. If you see someone in need that's truly in need, you can, you're able to step in and say, okay, I have provision. I can help you out. I can fix this situation for you. Although, with that, you have to follow spirit as well, because you're not supposed to jump in and fix everybody's situation. And I have learned that the hard way myself. But, I think that we have to understand that we live on a planet that has a lot of resources. And, there's just more than people. I mean, there's no lack. There's no lack in terms of what's around us. I do want to mention too, like the house and that humongous house. To me, and this is my personal perspective, I don't see a need for that much space, like ever, unless I was housing like maybe 10 other people. and we kind of talked about this last week. I mean, I guess, you know, I guess that's okay for some people. And if that's what they really want, I mean, there really is enough space on the planet to have, you know, mansions back to back, but I just don't really see it's necessary. I believe that, you know, true prosperity isn't, it doesn't come from the size of a house or the make, model, and year of a car. It comes from freedom, the freedom to do what I want to do when I want to do it, the freedom to give and give with give out of abundance and give out of an increase that I've been gaining. That's what true prosperity is to me. And it's, you know, it's having people that I love and that love me back around me. That's what I say true prosperity is, and being able to increase that daily, have more freedom, have more people that I can love, and have more people love me back. And when it comes to the love thing, in the relationship things, in the romance thing, I think that another thing, another key that we have to bring in, and I know we're running out of time here, but another key that we have to bring into that is you cannot expect another person to do for you or give to you something that you are not willing to do and give for them. And I think that a lot of people get stuck there. You know, and that this is all a part of the manifestation process. If you want somebody that is going to give you emotional intimacy or transparency, but you have this brick wall up and you are not willing to give that, you're never gonna gain it. There has to be a reciprocation there. If you're looking for someone to swoop in and fix your financial situation, honey, it's never going to happen. You're going to continually manifest. It might happen. I don't know. I guess I can't say it will never happen. But what I have seen related to money is you will continually manifest based off of the energy that you have or the relationship that you have with money. Period. It's just always going to happen that way. So if you believe that there's lack, you're never going to pull in a guy to fix that situation. There's, you know, the rich millionaire isn't going to swoop in and just all of a sudden fix your situation. From what I've seen so far in my limited years of experience, and there is probably some story out there that proves me wrong, but in my limited experience, I don't believe that that's something that is going to happen. And I believe that if that did happen, it would create some contention in that relationship, because you have to be able to give what you're expecting to receive no matter what. So I think that's what I know we're just about kind of getting close, I believe. So I will pass it back to Stars Maya.
And yes, this is Stars Maya, and thank you, Stars James. I think it was important that you clarified prosperity, which I failed to do, and there is a big difference, and I definitely agree and resonate with what you're saying about the world and the resources and what we have available to us, and the same thing with the home. Perhaps we're each a little different in our tastes and what we aspire to, what we want to manifest. But I think the key points that we'll just wrap things up are, and I just wanted to quickly ask you, because I didn't hear you mention it, do you find that it is important to work on manifesting a state of being as well as things to come into your life?
Well, that's the first step. I think that you're not going to have a successful manifestation process until you can be, first of all, you have to be present. If you can't align yourself with the present moment, you can't really bring things into the present moment to have. I mean, if you're in a constant state of worry and, you know, have no alignment with the present moment, the things that you're going to bring in is just things for more worry that will induce more worry. And I think that's an intriguing thing about gratitude is usually gratitude happens in the moment. It's not like worry. Worry is always projected outward. So gratitude brings us back. It brings us to that present moment. So did that answer your question?
It does, and I appreciate that. So this is Stars Maya, and then just to wrap things up, I think for Stars James and I, and from what I heard of what Stars Caitlin had to say, we've given you a lot of tools on manifestation, so make it a part of your daily life. Make it a part of who you are. Be sure to include gratitude, because gratitude is essential in manifestation. and make sure too that what you're manifesting is more of serving your highest good. So instead of this particular one job that you just have to have, or this one person that's showing no interest, be a little bit more open-minded. And of course, that brings me to my last point, and that would be faith. We can't have any of this. We cannot manifest and show gratitude and become better people, have happier lives, be more in alignment without faith. Faith has to be there. We have to believe that what we are manifesting and what we are working towards, self-empowerment, I don't care what it is, we have to believe, and that's where gratitude comes in. So it's not just gratitude for what we have, it's showing gratitude for what we know we're going to receive. And that gratitude that we give for what we know we are about to receive is all about faith. So mm-hmm. faith is right up there at the top. So I do wish you all the best in your manifestation and gratitude. And with that, I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving tomorrow for those that celebrate that holiday. And I think we can go back to Natalie and start taking some calls.
Oh, yes, it's Natalie, also known as Starscast. When I put posts on Twitter, I always make sure, because they'll think, well, who is this Natalie that's sending this a little message here? So I make sure I do AKA Starscast. But most people know me as Natalie. But I loved the conversation tonight. Resonated with me. You know, sometimes you wonder, people that have a lot of money, are they really ever really happy? You hear it time and time again that they are not. They are lacking something important. And it kind of goes along with what the two of you said. You know, it's just not always about the money. You have to do what's good in your heart. That's how I function. I'm just putting in my little take on this, that when I do things like running a site that I have, which I will tell everybody is stars with a Z, psychics.com, I'm very fair. I keep it honest and sincere. And, you know, every time I talk to somebody, like one of my regulars that I have on the show or anybody brand new, they all say the same thing, and that is that I'm so even when I do things, and you know, it makes me feel so good. You have no idea, having all these people who truly love doing what they're doing, and that's when you'll do your best work, and I think that's how I do my best work. I'm sure Stars Maya and Stars James would agree. I have no malice in me. Try to hurt anyone, or I just love what I do, and I think it shows. Now, without further ado here, we got to continue on. I have only a couple of callers tonight, so if the two of you want to elaborate a little bit more or talk about maybe what we're going to discuss next week, maybe I can get some more callers in here. I've got two, and we do
what
have time. It's only
Oh, do we have a topic for next week?
No, that's what I'm saying.
No,
we should pick one.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yes, I mean, this is a good time. We have listeners, and they are hearing us in the chat room. I just asked everybody, and they are.
Okay, good.
So that's a good thing. Last week we had trouble. Now, you know, December 23rd is going to be our big two-hour show where I'm going to give a lot of minutes at the site. I think that will be really nice. It'll make everybody feel good. It'll you know, rather than do a special, because our rates are really special, we don't charge huge prices or anything like that. And perhaps by then, which Tony and I are hoping for, you'll be able to actually talk to your expert, and they can talk back to you. Now we're just having a few little things fixed, and it's really awesome. Stars Maya, you tested and turned out good, huh?
It did. It turned out great. And as far as topics go, from what I recall, our last topic of December, that would be our last one in December, right? Or do I have that wrong?
I don't know. Let me look in my little book here. Actually, 31st. Well, we have the 31st, unless we did it on the 30th, that Monday. So 2 weeks in a row, we would do it on a Monday. because we have New Year's Eve on Tuesday, and then we would have, of course we would have, we'd have January 1st then for the Wednesday, and that's New Year's Day, so we don't want to do it then. So, I mean, it's up to everybody. If you want to do 2 weeks on a Monday, that's fine with me. I'll just make a special notation on it.
What I was thinking is the last day of December, we could all do our predictions for the year.
That's a great idea. What do you think, Stars James? Yeah.
Works for me.
Yeah. James is so easy. He's so easygoing. Whatever you want, ladies, it's good. Okay, so that will be it.
Okay, so I think our big show, we had talked about doing just doing some predictions for each other, doing some readings for each other, and just maybe talking a little bit about, again, some of the differences in how each of us read. So I guess we need to put our heads together to come up with one for, we have a
the
couple
23rd.
Weeks yet.
Yes, yeah, we'll have a few, and that will be the two-hour one, yeah.
I have kind of an idea that I think might be intriguing, and I don't know, you guys can poo-poo it if you want to, but I was thinking, something related to sacraments or things that we do in our own spiritual life that kind of keep us going or keep us,
Excellent. You
know, centered.
Sure.
Does that sound like I think that would be a fun one.
I know what I do. I call the people that I'm the closest to. And I go, help! No.
Yeah.
No, I think that would be awesome. So we could do that maybe the week before the 23rd show. That would be the 18th. You want to do that then?
Yeah, that sounds great.
But we still have to talk about what we're going to do on the 23rd because that's going to be our Christmas special. So we'll talk about it, but at least we've got some ideas here, and then we need next week's, and so I'll have to get with all of you, and we'll get
together, and we'll get it figured out. Everyone, I'm sure our listeners all know by now that it's going to be informative, fun, and interesting, whatever topic we land on. So, and I'm all for James's idea. I think that's a great idea. And I would love to be a part of that discussion.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Okay, so, well, that's good. Okay, well, I have some callers. Let's go to them. Stars Maya, I'm going to give you the first one, and her name is Karen. Hi, Karen. You're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hello. Hi, Stars Maya. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Karen?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you. My question is in regards to a relationship. Do you see a relationship for me in 2014? It's been about 10 years.
10 years?
Yes.
Since you've had a relationship?
Yes.
Okay, why are my guys showing me that there's been a connection with someone? So you're telling me that you had no connection, there was no love from
you. You know what? I don't consider that a relationship.
I would agree, but there was this person was a part of your feeling and thinking and your process. You kind of held on to for a while. You're no longer there, and I commend you for that, Karen.
Thank you, because that was a struggle.
I agree. And we've talked about November being a highly intuitive month, a month of reflection and preparation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. For me, it was. My gosh.
And you actually, Karen, you had several changes. When I first spoke with you, I was shown, I'm going to give you, since we have a little bit of time.
Okay.
And I still hope that you come and visit us at Star Psychics at Stars with a C. But I'm getting actually a couple changes, and this will be into 2014. I do feel that you are going to meet a life partner. I feel that you have paid your dues, so to speak. You've learned your lessons.
Yes.
You touched the stove enough times that you finally said, I think I'm going to keep my hands away.
Amen.
Yes, amen, sister. So you are ready, and you're actually at a pretty pretty good place in your life. Now, my guides are telling me that there's a little bit of conflict around work, career, or business.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And they're letting me know that that's going to be resolved. It may not be a super quick fix. But they said don't let yourself stagnate and don't compromise. You've come to this place of empowerment, and you need to be sure it's across the board. And so be proactive in your search to make changes. And I do see you're going to be successful at that. And actually, I'm being shown something in the middle. I'm being shown like a white coat, which for me, when my guides show me that, that represents someone in the medical field. Now, you're not in the medical field, are you?
No, I am not.
Okay. And I would assume that you're not looking then, because that's a pretty specific, you know, educational requirement. But I'm seeing someone, so, maybe you need to get sick or have something wrong, so you have to go see a doctor. No, I'm kidding. but if you have anything with a joint issue, toe, foot, anything like that, definitely make an appointment and see a doctor, because I am getting someone from the medical field, and I do feel that this is a hands-on person. So I don't So that means it would be a nurse and an anesthesiologist, surgeon, doctor, someone, a practicing physician's assistant, something like that, because that's my sign for someone in the medical field. So you have changes. They're all positive. And I feel the soulmate, which will be a life partner for you, I feel it could happen pretty much any time of the first of the year. And I'm going to say I'm feeling a pull towards March to April.
Okay.
And I also see a trip, something you've talked about but never been quite able to be worked out or come to fruition for you. I see a trip coming up.
Yes, yes. I've been thinking about actually going to Vegas.
That you would love it. And you could even meet him there, Dr. Gamble.
Ooh.
So every opportunity, I would say, Karen, that comes your way, be sure to take advantage of it. Keep yourself open. You've done a great job of turning your life around.
Thank you. I really need to hear that. I really, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And we really need to hear that. So sit back. The fields have been cleared, and you're about ready to let the harvest come in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because I've worked. Wow. It's been a tough, you know, 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, because
I knew that
I needed to work on me. I couldn't just, you know, because I was married for such a long time. And I knew that I couldn't just jump back into another relationship. I needed to work on me. I mean, I did have a relationship, but it was a brief one. You know, nothing that I can say, you know, this is it. And I learned from that and say, okay, let's pick myself up and let's get this right.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
I feel that about you, yes.
Yeah, I'm not in my 20s anymore, so, you know, the mistakes that I make, you know, can have, you know, a lasting, impact on my life.
They can, and they can lead you to fulfilling your potential, which in turn will fulfill your life's potential. So I really thank you again. I'm very proud that you are where you are, Karen. You're on
the right
path, and God bless you, and I'm so excited to... Please let us know in 2014 how it's all working out for you.
I will, honey. Thank you so much. And peace and blessings to you. Your reading was truly, you know, it was spot on. And God bless you. Many blessings to you all.
Thank you, Karen.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Karen. Come back and see us, and you can get 5 free minutes on the site if you go and create an account.
I sure will. I most certainly will. That'll be my Christmas gift.
All right.
to me.
There you go. 5 free minutes, and you can go see Stars Maya. You can go see Stars James. I have, yeah. I don't know, 100 and some awesome readers.
Yes, you do.
Types. Yeah,
yes, you do.
I do. I do have a great
you
list
really
there.
Do.
So, okay, have
Very
a nice
good.
Thanksgiving, and we'll talk
you
to you
as
soon.
Well. Blessings to you.
Same too, honey. Okay, we're moving right along here. Now I've got Rose Maria, Stars James, for you.
Okay.
Rose Maria, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead and ask Stars James your question.
Whatever you can pick up on what's coming in for a relationship or job-wise that's offered to me anytime soon.
A relationship or
job-wise.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's coming in anytime soon. For me.
Okay, I didn't understand the second part. Job, did you say?
Job offers. Coming
Job
in.
Offers, okay. All right, absolutely. Give me just a moment here. Okay. I do sense the transition related to the job. I'm not really picking anything up soon about a relationship. I think there are still issues that you are dealing with, almost that you need to deal with before you're ready for a substantial kind of settling down type relationship. And that's just the season of life that you're in. But there is definitely a change, or there's definitely an increase coming to you financially, from what I see here. That a lot of the obstacles that you've faced all of the obstacles that you need for that area of your life, and it's time for you to just kind of move into a new job or the new situation. And I think it's interesting because it seems like there's a total shift in energy there. So it's probably not related to something that you've done in the past. I'm just getting a sense that it's just a complete shift. So I'm not really picking up on the new type of work that you'll be doing. It's almost like it's related to maybe insurance or what type of work are you coming from?
IT
type stuff. Yeah. What I would suggest to you is look at, you know, maybe insurance. I get a sense with medical insurance. So go fix the Obama website, or the healthcare.gov website, or something like that. I just get a strong sense that where you're moving into is related to the healthcare industry in some way. Which actually there's a lot. I don't know if this is for sure, but I'm guessing because the infrastructure is changing in that whole field, that there's probably a lot of openings, especially in that area. So you might want to focus your energy in terms of where you're applying or where you're putting your resume into. You might want to change it to that field. Not that you'll be doing the healthcare, but maybe, you know, that's just the field that you'll be going in, still using your IT skills. Because I just get a strong sense that, and I get a sense that it's medical insurance specifically. So, you know, look at the big name medical insurance companies like Aetna or Cigna or, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield, whatever, you know, just follow your instincts, I guess, there. But I do believe that that's kind of where you're headed. In terms of relationship, I think that it's going to be some time with you for relationship. That there's a lot of... Well, there's been a lot of obstacles in your path related to the relationship issue. And one thing that I'm seeing, I actually am just kind of, I can see in your energy body, is that you're not in full alignment when it comes to relationships. And I get a sense that that alignment is primarily off in the heart chakra. So you're either in the upper three chakras or in the lower three chakras, but it's rare that they actually merge together and you're functioning as a whole. Now, I know that that's kind of confusing information, but what that really means is you're either in your head overthinking things, overanalyzing things. You're very good. I sense that you're a very driven person for the most part, and you're very good at what you do in terms of being analytical. but then you're either in that spot or you're in your emotions, you're in, you know, all of the bottom three chakras. And it's very difficult for you to function from a place of both of those energies or both of those perspectives. And that's what I see coming into balance over the course of the next probably 6 to 8 months. And that's something that you may want to focus on as well. You know, where's your especially when you feel like you're overwhelmed with your emotions and where you feel like you don't have a lot of energy there. And you can find your own techniques. I know things that work for me when it comes to balancing out my energy like that is centering processes. A lot of times just putting my feet on the ground and feeling the feet under me if I feel like I'm mostly just in my emotions and I'm not thinking things through, or even just in my head and I need to get grounded. If I feel the ground under my feet, it automatically centers me. That might not work for you. I would say it works for about half of my clients, but it's a technique that you can pick up and just try out. Or just research centering, you know, meditation, whatever, online. There's a whole slew of information online on things that might work for you. Okay?
All right, cool. Yeah, I don't have much time. My clock is ticking for a relationship. I don't have much time. So I'm getting too old.
Right. Well, I'm not saying that there's not a relationship for you. Don't get me wrong. I do believe that there is a relationship in the future. I just think that it's important for you to find that state of balance. It's kind of like, were you listening to the show before you were? Okay.
You're talking about my past relationship that I don't want anywhere near me.
He just tries to
find me.
Yeah.
So. It's time to settle down and move on.
And I believe that's where the energy got off anyway. That's because it's right in that heart chakra. It's right in that center point. And
yeah,
I think
he's done and over with. He's like, let go.
No, and that's great. Yeah, no, that's wonderful, hon. That's wonderful. And I think that most of it is, you know, I do think you'll have to revisit some emotions with him, but I also believe a lot of it's, you know, internal stuff that you're working through, so.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about them.
I know. You know what? You will eventually because it is contingent on you developing the future relationship. So, but when you're ready, focus on centering yourself right now, because when you do that, those things are just going to naturally come up and it's not going to be nearly as difficult to deal with. That's why I didn't want to bring up a lot of the past issues, because you need to focus on centering and being. Like, that's just the word. You need to focus on being right now. Once you're there, and I don't think it's going to take you a long time. I think that once you're really there and you do get that place of centering, it will naturally flow. You're going to naturally touch on those points without even trying too hard to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just
okay.
When I return, he should just let me be and step away when I go back home.
Right.
For my job, what I want. Cool.
All right.
Cool, thanks.
You're very welcome, hon.
Okay, I guess we can kind of wrap it up here. It's about, we have about a minute, 50 seconds left, and so I want to ask everybody to return next week from 7 to 8 p.m. I'm Stars Cast. Please go to the site and visit Stars James, Stars Maya, and all the hosts of other advisors that I have, and that's STARZ, like in zebra, psychics.com. Okay, so we'll decide on a topic for next week. I don't think we covered that yet. We'll go back and forth a little bit, but we've certainly got our last 2 weeks in the month and December set. Looks like those are going to be two-hour shows, guys. Is that what you think?
Sure.
James, what do you think?
Okay, and then they're the Mondays before. Yeah, that should work for me.
The 23rd and the 30th, because we'll be running into New Year's Eve,
mm-hmm.
You know, and we can't do anything that night, the night before, and then, of course, Christmas Eve. So I'll be posting what we're going to be, our topics are going to be for next week, and I'll post that so everybody can look for that. And I thank you, Stars James, Stars Maya. As always, it's wonderful, and I love hearing you guys talk. I mean, I am glued to my phone here. It's just wonderful.
Aw, thank you.
It's true.
Thank you.
I have fun with it.
Okay, Stars. Pardon me?
Oh, I have fun with it.
Oh, you had fun, and I said, I love you, and God bless everyone, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Yes.
Thank you. Love
yes,
you guys, too.
Will.
Happy
okay.
Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Love you, too.
Yes.
Love everybody that's listening, and come back and see us. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.